The Moose Jaw High School Athletic Association Boys and Girls Soccer Leagues are down to their Final Four, and how things will play out in the league semifinals are anybody's guess. That includes the boys' semifinal contest between the Central Cyclones and Yorkton Regional on Monday, October 16, with Central the last local team standing after the quarterfinals on Tuesday. Those contests saw the Swift Current Colts take a 3-0 win over the Notre Dame Hounds on the boys' side, while Weyburn rolled to an 8-4 win over the Vanier Spirits in the girls' contest. Earlier quarterfinal action saw the Cyclones battle to a 6-3 win over the Moose Jaw Boys, last week while the Swift Current Ardens received a bye through to their girls' semifinal. Central and Yorkton Regional faced each other once during the regular season, with Yorkton taking a 5-3 victory. The other boys' semifinal sees Swift Current taking on Yorkton Sacred Heart on Thursday at 4 p.m. at the Yara Center Fields, with the Saints the favorite thanks to a 5-0 regular season win and an unbeaten 3-0-1 record. The first girls' semifinal game will see the Weyburn Eagles battling Yorkton Regional on Thursday, followed by Swift Current taking on Yorkton Sacred Heart on Monday, October 16. Both games will be at 4 p.m. at the Yara Center Fields. Yorkton Regional put up a perfect 5-0 record in the regular season, including a 16-0 win over Weyburn back at the beginning of the season. The 13-time defending league champion Ardens will find themselves in the unique position of underdogs in their semifinal, having posted a 2-2 record compared to Sacred Heart's 4-1 mark. The Saints also won the regular season matchup between the two teams, but it was as close as could be, with Yorkton winning 1-0 back on September 28. The finals are currently slated for Wednesday, October 18 at Yara Center, but if the two Yorkton teams face off for gold in either league, the contest will naturally be in Yorkton. Moose Jaw will also be busy during the October 20 weekend as hosts of both the Boys and Girls 4A Regional Championship. Be sure to check back for schedules closer to the date.